Hour number four, the amazing Maria Z takes over in about 10 minutes or so, but I want to finish up with your calls. Carlos in Canada, anything else you'd like to add about the debate or the election with 55 days out?
Well, just essentially that there's no kangaroo court that has ever convicted anyone of being innocent, okay? And so in the case of tonight's debate, I think it's a question of President Trump letting Kamala Harris feel confident in the beginning that she's getting some points ahead, because at that point, from the point of view of psychology, she will then fall into the trap of, covering up. Now, if she uses a black voice, a black person's voice, and the equivalent in the visual system would be wearing a black face. So it'll be very interesting whether she tries that. Because she's like a chameleon, becoming Indian African American to African American and back and forth. It's very interesting.
And they're trying to pre-program the media that if Trump is mean to her in any way, he's the bad guy. No, they've been calling for his imprisonment, all of it. She's a thug. He needs to tear the living hell out of her.
Yeah, well, she is not fit to be president of the United States of America. It's really part of the clown show. And in reality, Americans and everyone in the world who's watching this is must be shaking their head, wondering what happened to the real world of the American that everyone knows.
Absolutely, Carlos. Great points. Got to jump. Joe in New York. Thank you, Joe.
Alex, the Haitians grabbing pets out of yards and snatching these ducks at parks and eating them. You think that's going to be a topic tonight, perhaps a rebuttal for one of those?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. The public doesn't care as much about 325,000 missing kids, a lot of them in sex slavery and slave labor, but they do care about the image of people roaming around, eating your animals. But again, for me, it's the insurance rates have doubled because the Haitians are given cars without driver's license to drive around like maniacs. And I've been in Florida and watched the Haitians drive. It's something scary.
Well, that too. Now to bring that up, if you listen to Kamala talk, I'm from the Bronx, and she sounds like people that used to snort heroin. And I think that perhaps she snorts something, and she sounds very nasal when you listen to her. And that is a justifiable thing to have a drug test. I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, if she's doing dope, she's doing dope. And
Trump asked for a drug test to Biden. He should challenge her to do a drug test. And he say he'll do one, too.
He should. And just one more thing, Alex. Could you tell your moderators to let me back on? For some reason, they banned me and they censored me from your site. I'd appreciate that.
We don't even really have Infowars.com or Band.Video.
Infowars.com.
I don't even think we even have moderators. The thing, we use a computer program, and they're always updating, and it does stuff. I mean, I don't even think there is moderators, brother, but I hear you. Thanks for the call. I mean, you got on air right now. But just ask what you're calling about, put you on air. So I just thank you. Charles in Ohio, then Tanner. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, Alex, there's two things you can probably straighten me out real fast, but I understand Kennedy was a candidate, but and his endorsement of Trump is okay, but him selectively picking states, I think the opposition will use that as an excuse to contest the election.
I mean, I think he's allowed. They checked the law. He's allowed to stay on the ballot in some, but they're not letting him off in Michigan and Wisconsin, North Carolina. Was it North Carolina? Yeah, just let him off of the ballot. But again, they would then, if they're not letting him off the ballot in Michigan, then they can't let Biden off the ballot. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Another thing, the reason for electric vehicles, this is a puzzle, and when all the parts fit, you come up with the right conclusion. And I say electric vehicles aren't being pushed in America. They're being pushed in America, Europe, and Asia, and China, and Russia. So this is the thing. The development of electric vehicle is the same as the space program in the 70s. They think that that will save the U.S. economy. That's why they want all of us to contribute to the research by buying electric vehicles. And it ties in more than that. It ties in with the electronic dollars they're trying to switch us to.
And yeah, no, they want a smart car they can turn off. They already got remote control switches in all the cars by law. Great points. You're dead on, Charles. Thank you. Tanner, last caller, and then Maria Z takes over. Live coverage of the debate right here at InfoWars. Please join us and please boost us. You are the key to everything. supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This reminds me of a true masterpiece by the great director, Millis, Conan the Barbarian, with James Earl Jones and Arnold Schwarzenegger. What a classic movie. Just watched that again a few weeks ago. Very fascist, the left said. Excellent film. James Earl Jones was such a master. He died yesterday at 93.
The voice of Darth Vader. The plans you refer to will soon be back in our hands. Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You aren't on any mercy mission this time.
Guys, I've asked you at the start of the show or before the show to get that promo we haven't aired in a year for Bandai Video with Darth Vader. Can you guys find that? I want to hand the baton to Maria Z, but I want to get that on air before the transmission ends. Can I pretty please triple cupcakes on top have that?
Silence.
Or go ask Rob Dew or just get it, because I asked for it like five times. And I'm not mad. I have this new Rosies now where I've said I need something, I've got to air it. But we'll definitely play him as Thulsa Doom.
Thulsa Doom on his mountain of power. Is there a dagger such as this for me?
We have it. Here's the promo.
Globalist.
Stop it. We're going to do it right. Woo, we're going to do it, baby. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to, because I'm not mad. They told me it's ready. It's ready. So we're going to wait. We're going to build the suspense for a while so we can have it prepared. And then I'm going to play Thulsa Doom. And then I'm going to hand the baton to Maria Z. And then we're going to have incredible live coverage tonight of the debate. By the way, the crew does a great job. Most live shows are all pre-prepared. They have a whole list of what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. I do this for seeing my pants, not the crew's fault. And I give a lot of orders and stuff falls to the cracks. How it is all my fault, but we'll have that for you in a moment. Let's go ahead and take another call. Last caller for this show, Tanner in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Tanner.
Yeah, Alex, forgive me for my nerves, but I was a missionary in Haiti, and hearing your description of the Dominican Republic versus Haiti is something that I've said for many years, and that stirring in your spirit of you telling people to go 100%, to go all in with calling things out, you're right on target. Because we look at the people in Ohio, and they look completely disarmed, afraid to speak out against evil. Haiti, not only the land has been cursed, but it's all the way out to the coral in the ocean, if you look at it. And that's the home place of voodoo. I was stranded there back in the late 90s. Was 95% illegitimate children. And if we don't understand that this is a war on breaking down the family unit, and what a blessed land that we live on, and what that carries through in the spiritual realm.
Well, describe as a missionary what Haiti's like.
I've actually also been to the two poorest nations in the world, Haiti and Bangladesh. I worked at Mother Teresa's Home of the Dying and Destitute in Calcutta. Haiti is still the worst place on earth that I've ever been. We as Americans cannot conceive what it's like there. The men hang out together. I believe there's more handguns per capita than anywhere in the world. You'll have one man that has essentially a block of females with children that just run around barefoot without shoes. We built a school across from a compound, and it's nothing to see a witch doctor right across the street. I highly doubt in Austin, Texas, that anyone would celebrate Mardi Gras if they actually went to the places where it's truly celebrated.
And for folks that don't know, because I read the reports, my crew's been there many times covering disasters, but describe for people, again, people say, why do you care about Dominican Republic? It's the same island. It's all pretty much nice. And Haiti's the same land, total hellhole, deforestation, sewage everywhere. Describe for people, how many loose animals do you see running around? Because the media's like, oh, nobody eats your chickens, nobody eats your goats, nobody eats your dog, nobody eats your cat, nobody eats your animals or your swans or your geese at the lake. I mean, you don't see a lot of animals walking around there, do you? Because they're dinner time.
No, Alex, and actually, again, we just can't conceive of it as Americans. You know, there's not electricity after 5 o'clock. Even if you're fortunate enough to be in a place that might have electricity. The animal life is the random neutrino, which would terrify you, and rats. There's not wildlife. Going in and trying to teach children and build a school there. I worked in the orphanages, and they... basically, you have to teach them the basics of to not play with the needles that the hospitals dump right out in the ocean. I don't understand why no one's asking the basic question of why Springfield, Ohio. 5 minutes of research will tell you that that is an all-Republican versus Republican voting demographic there. And the sheriff, who should be the last bastion of, you know, your constitutional freedoms, she's on her way out and fired the guy coming in that's going to take over the job.
No, I mean, that's it. It's dead on. They bomb Republican areas with these people to destroy us, and they need to kick them out. They need to not give them services, and they need to not let them vote. God bless you. I got to jump because Maria Z's here. All right, we're going to have live coverage. It's already live coverage. The war room's coming up in like 47, 48 minutes. Maria Z's always does a great job. She's about to take over. We really appreciate her. I'll be back. I mean, I'll be here anyways, but I'll be back at 6 o'clock, and I'll be doing some hits on other shows. They'll be doing hits with us, but it's going to be myself, Chase Geyser, Owen Schroyer, and others hosting tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock. We got pregame, all of it. We'll be taking your calls as well, so stay with us and take the feeds from Real Alex Jones and Infowars.com/show on the front page of Infowars and share them. Say, watch the debate here tonight. Email it, text message it. That's how we reach new people. Then they'll tune in, they'll like the show, they'll start listening. And it's just every day, you've got the power. You'll decide whether we defeat the evil or not. When you get the urgency and know how serious this is, we're going to turn this around. And please buy products from us. They're amazing at Infowarsstore.com and our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. The best supplements, the most amazing products, the best nano silver, the best colloidal silver, DrJonesNaturals.com, the best CBD gummies and tincture for your body and for your inflammation, your immune system. That's incredible. I mean, my mom has trouble sleeping sometimes. Not anymore. She takes a little half dropper of that. 20 minutes later, she's out. Best sleep of her life. That's how great it works. DrJonesNaturals.com. InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant, but it has that effect naturally with no letdown at DrJonesNaturals.com. It's selling out. You want to have it. You want to clean your cells out. Energy within 30 minutes with no letdown. The fiber green concentrates are so good for your gut and your immune system. It's amazing. The whole food multivitamin, it's all there at DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I'm going to end this transmission with myself doing a James Earl Jones imitation of Darth Vader with a quick little promo, and then we're going to go to James Earl Jones in his iconic Thulsa Doom from Millis's Conan the Barbarian, and then right when that's over, we will hand the baton to the mighty Maria Z. Here it is, and happy trails to James Earl Jones.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
You took my father's sword!
It must have been when I was younger. There was a time, boy, when I searched for steel. And steel meant more to me than gold or jewels.
The riddle of steel.
Yes. You know what it is, don't you, boy? Shall I tell you? It's the least I can do. Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is stronger. Look around you. There, on the rocks. That beautiful girl.
Come to me, my child.
That is strength, boy. That is power. The strength and power of flesh. What is steel compared to the hand that wields it?
Look at the strength of your body, the desire in your heart.
I gave you this. Such a waste. Contemplate this on the tree of woe. Crucify him.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. And following on from the theme of that last caller that just rang in and spoke with Alex, we have a problem with savages coming and eating animals. My question is, which other small biological entity will be next? And I don't ask that lightly. We just had a foreigner in Australia pour scalding hot coffee over a nine-month baby. But these are probably the smallest issues, if you can believe it, that we have to worry about. You might have seen the breaking report from James O'Keefe last week or earlier this week about the gang Trandaragua, which, to be honest with you, people always say, who's doing anything about this? And there are people doing about it, but we have a real lack of action and efforts to stifle the progress of the people exposing this on the ground. One of those people who's been acutely aware of this and has been, you know, a real expert on issues of the border and the violent gangs that are being imported or allowed in to the United States is Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers. He's a former Green Beret, been on this broadcast many times. He's also part of a Central Texas think tank that works on open source intelligence gathering. He has a lot of information for us today. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, thank you so much for being here with us.
It's good to be here, Maria. Great to see you again.
Likewise. Well, we had this news about Trandaragua, this CUI that came out, which is you know, sort of, again, open source. And they're saying is that as of July 28, 2024, an identified transnational criminal organization, Trandaragua, stated that law enforcement officers are green-lit for attack by members of the organization. We also have evidence of this gang taking over units in Colorado, a hotel in Texas as well, I'm reading. Want to hear from you. How long have you known about this? Because they're making out like this is something new, but that is not the case.
No, not at all, Maria. You know, this relationship between Venezuela and the countries of Hamas, Hezbollah origin, which would be Iran and some of the other states down that we've been dealing with when we're watching what's going on in the Palestinian region. These alliances, allegiances have been going on for at least 15 to 20 years, as far as we know. All right. Now, come onto the scene for me coming out of the Middle East fighting in 2015, 2016, 2018, coming back to the United States, joining the Texas National Guard and being on the border, we were able to observe firsthand the intelligence that was coming across. Now, some of it's a lot more sensitive than a CUI, C-U-I labeled document that comes out of Army North. Army North does a good job. They do report on things, and they do have analysts that that put things out. But what they got there is a piece of information that is just kind of known about. Okay, and it's just letting them know. Look, these guys with Tren, the train of Aragua, the place, the region in northern Venezuela where they come from. These guys are pretty Remnant Ministries, Marshall. That's not us, but yeah, just popped up on the screen. Those guys are pretty rough actors, right? They're the nugs on the ground, if you will. They're the ones that do the action arm of creating the chaos in this country. So when we were on the border, when I was on Operation Lone Star, took off my uniform in October 2022 and left and came back to the civilian world working in this think tank. What we saw there was as they infiltrated much smaller numbers then, and I'll explain what's happened since then, they weren't that active. They weren't that organized. These guys were really pretty much open to whatever game there was in town, be it petty thievery, things like that, some elicitation, some strong arming, but they've really organized now. And they've organized under the banners of several different organizations, some of which we're going to keep close hold because we are investigating it ourselves. So the information that we got was right around December of this last year, 23. And the information came in 230 pages of documents directly out of the Venezuelan place where we picked the information up. Right. So I'm just going to say that this is verifiable. This is actionable. And this was given over in February of this year after we verified it. Took us a couple months to verify it. We gave that over to Texas law enforcement. So they do have it at the highest levels. Now, that being said, there are investigations that are going on. And what we do is we come along the side and we advise and assist. And that's all we can do. We don't have the authorities to go and close the gap and to effect arrests upon these individuals. We saw these things really kind of trending as J.J. Carroll, who's had the movie Treason coming out, which he interviewed us for. That was in Chicago. That was in Nashville. That was in some other big cities up north. And now we're seeing it come down into Texas. We've been seeing it in smaller increments, but now it's just exploded, Maria. And that's what we're working on right now. And there are several different hotspots in Texas that we're working on.
Here's the real problem, okay? You've put out a video in December, as you mentioned. Team, if you can queue up Doc TDA El Paso, please. We'll play that in just a moment because this is what I keep trying to... people keep saying, well, where are the men at the border? Where are the people doing what needs to be done? You're one of the people that's doing what needs to be done. The problem is that there are actual, I'm going to show everyone in a moment, efforts to stifle the efforts of people like you. And also there's an inaction from law enforcement. Now, had they paid attention to this particular video when you notified, hang on, something's very wrong here, then maybe we'd be in a different situation and we wouldn't have violent gangs taking over apartment buildings, hotels, and terrorizing communities. Team, if you can cue up that clip, please, Doc El Paso.
Doc Chambers from Eagle Pass, Texas. Today's the 18th of December. We're out here at the point of entry. 5,000 are sitting on the ground right now. It's increasing as we go along. Information that we've received says another 7,000 should be processed through this particular point by morning. Joe and I have been here many times. Last time we were down here, we were in uniform. And now I'm a civilian and in the Army of God. So we'll keep telling truths. And... you need to get this video to your legislators and tell them, in the state of Texas particularly, this is out of control. Thank you very much.
Right. So that was December the 18th in Eagle Pass, and that was out of control. And those people now are in the interior, and there are 12,500 came across that night.
Team, if you can just play the B-roll of the drone footage while we discuss this. So this is December of last year. We're talking 9 months down the track, and we've allowed it to get to the point now where these violent gangs, I mean, I've seen videos of them, Doc. They're robbing stores. They're coming in, according to this report here, they are wielding Where is it? In this article, team, I've sent you that article as well about the hotel. They're wielding, you know, sharp knives, terrorizing people, hatchets. Another man with a hatchet assaulting people, you know, knives, shooting guns. I mean, this is very, very, very serious.
Right. Yeah, Maria, this is just an example. These were all Venezuelans that came up. This particular footage is from our drone. That came up that night in a convoy or caravan, so to speak. And they showed up. We stayed there on the ground and watched them. And we followed them on buses all the way to San Antonio, Texas. Now, we need to look at this thing from the way that we analyze stuff. And I'll explain it. There are different phases of this invasion on the border. And any invasion, there are always phases. We're well beyond the first few phases of preparation, initial contact, and infiltration. The infiltration has taken place. There are approximately 5,000 of these TDA, we'll call them Trenda or Aragua, individuals in the country right now. Some of them are coming across pretty easy to identify with tattoos, but others are not. And they're a little more savvy. And those savvy ones are the ones that are infiltrating the businesses. So all the way up to the Red River, we know of industry that's up there, the trailer manufacturing business up there, that is being infiltrated by these Venezuelans who are coming in smooth, wearing suits, paying cash, getting their physicals for, I speak to doctors up there to go to work at these places, but they're setting up the infrastructure for their ability to have what's called access and placement. They can be now in an area where they have jobs and they will support all these other ones, the actors that do these probing attacks. And what are probing attacks? That's in the employment phase. That's phase six of unconventional warfare, right? When I'm going to overthrow a country. There are seven phases. And what we do now, what we are doing now, is to try to stave that off, to be left a bang in the mindset before we hit the IED in the road. We've got to be left a bang on this. That's what
we're
doing.
So talk to us about those phases, please, because I think it's really helpful for people to identify that we're already way past the early stages of unconventional warfare.
Exactly. So the initial phase is the preparation phase. It's a psyop phase. It's getting things kind of prepared to create a disenfranchised population. And we've seen that through the COVID stuff. We've seen it through the mandates, the pandemic health emergency of international concern, and the next international health regulation that's going to shut us down again to allow us to be subservient. And we're going to then follow exactly what everyone says. In the meantime, there's an invasion going on. And the invasion took place over the last 3 years, and it's just gotten worse. We saw the numbers go through the ceiling. A busy day on the border for me 3 years ago was 12,000 in a week. That happened on that very night right there, 12,500 in one 24-hour period. Just prior to that in Del Rio, it was 17,000 with the Haitians. So rough actors coming in from third world countries that are being brought in by NGOs that are being paid for by the Soros types and the Clinton Foundation types and all of those, then being met on this side of the border by the different agencies, which would be the Catholic Charities, HIAC, going through the Hebrew organization, going through the Darien Gap. They are facilitating this invasion. So then all these things are bringing them in, and that's in phase one, phase two, initial contract. Phase three is infiltration. We're down to five, this, which is the buildup phase, right? It's being built up. And so what happens during that phase? And this is exactly what we're here to talk about, is that in the Permian Basin, and I sent you an article on it, but I'll just explain it. The Permian Basin is the oil industry of Texas. It is where all the pumps are. If you drive through there, it's Midland, Odessa region. And if you're driving through West Texas, you can see all the pump jacks are going. You know, they're pumping oil out of the ground, and you can
Hang
see
on.
All the oil there.
1 second, Doc. We've got to go to break. I really want to go back to this on the other side of the break, because this is so crucial for people to understand and what the next phases are and what we're trying to stop from happening. Don't go anywhere. We're here with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top. All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We are here with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, one of the most important people in the country right now, in my opinion, certainly in Texas, because he and his team are doing incredible work. They are doing border operations, Operation Millstone, which is partnering with the world's leading child rescue teams to bring trafficked children home, and also really fast. This has just exploded their ministry, the amount of, outreach that they're able to do and the amount of support that they are receiving is incredibly well deserved. Now, I don't know anyone else who has as much intel on what is happening at the border, apart from Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, maybe my good friend Michael Yon as well. So these two people are someone that I think every single media outlet in the world should be listening to. Right before the break, he was explaining to us the seven stages of unconventional warfare, and we were interrupted by the break. So please do go on with what you were saying before.
Yeah, And I'd like to add something, too. Todd Bensman is another one to look at in Center for Immigration Studies, a good friend both of Michael and myself. So he's really the guy that provides us the backside white papers and information. He's on the ground as well. So I put a shout out to him, too, because it's part of this team, not with our team, but as friends. Understand that the information that we gave, and I'm going to go back to the phases. The information that we gave is the leadership. It is the upper level down to the mid-level leadership of the TDA in the United States. These are very particular documents that have the information on, and it's as good as, like I said, right around December of last year. But a lot of these guys are still on there. There's a guy on there right now with a $5 million reward on his head from the Department of State. So now, if those guys are running these operations, who are we going to use? We're going to use the guys, the nugs on the ground, the thugs. They've got nothing to lose. So they're sending them out there, and they're going into, during this phase five buildup, phase six employment phases, that's the next before total chaos ensues, which is phase seven. When we see these guys out there conducting operations in the employment, what they're doing right now, and as far as all these different stories I have in front of me here, the Permian Basin, the hotels in El Paso, we saw Aurora, Colorado. We know what's going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with regard to apartment complexes as well. These things are probing attacks. Remember that recently, and you may not have seen this, but recently down in San Antonio area, there was an exchange of gunfire at one of the military bases there. It was only for a few minutes, and there was only a couple gentlemen that were involved, but they were Venezuelan actors. We don't know that they're TDA involved, but we have to sort that out. So when I'm doing a probing attack, I'm testing your resolve. I'm testing your response times. I'm testing all the things that are required, especially in the Permian Basin with regard to critical infrastructure, especially with military bases with regard to Department of Defense activities. To see what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? So you suddenly these local low-level thugs, and in this build-ups all the way to employment phase, what's happened is in the Permian Basin, the oil region of Texas, they're driving in there with trucks and stealing diesel fuel, stealing crude oil, stealing copper wire. These are low-level thug things, but we have to ask ourselves, who else is involved? And who else is involved is the CCP actors. So the Chinese Communist Party already has what we believe, and it's been argued between 50,000 and 130,000 actors inside of this country, of which two I've investigated personally on train derailments, one in East Palestine and then another one in North Carolina, which was attributed to CCP type activity. It's unfortunate that the feds lost those individuals and can't find them, but the local level did have hands on them until they disappeared. So when we see all these things, we have to ask ourselves, who's interested in the critical infrastructure? Who's interested in the bases? And we know that CCP has been purchasing properties next to, adjacent to a lot of these military bases with regard to the Strategic Airlift Command and things like that up in the Dakotas and then in the flyover states. And so even in Texas, there's an Air Force base down there by Del Rio where a large Chinese corporation owns a lot of land where they're putting those wind towers in. And so we watch that as well, because what we're trying to ferret out is, are there connections between TDA and them? And that's something that we're working on and can't comment on at this time. But just know I'm putting this in your head for a reason, because law enforcement is doing their job, but we're going to make sure we stay ahead of them in the sense of left a bang. We want to get there before the IED. We don't want a reactionary approach to this. So that's what we're doing. Phase seven, that's just transition. Phase seven means we're either in total land warfare or we've stopped the action, one or the other. And we're right there.
Well, I'd rather see the latter. Something that struck me as just unbelievable was Savannah Hernandez actually went to that that apartment block in Aurora, Colorado, showing the bullet holes, showing cars without bumpers, no number plates. It's just absolute chaos. But then she was met with some people who were apparently saying, oh, no, we're fine. There's no problems with gangs here. And then protests proceeded from that interaction. Team, if we can air the clip of Savannah Hernandez, probably not the whole clip. I'll let you know when to stop. But just watch this first minute or so.
Okay, so I just found out something very interesting about the East Colfax Community Collective, that group that put on the migrant protest yesterday, the one that was trying to change the narrative and say that Trendera Agua is not overrunning that apartment complex that everyone's at and that everyone's been reporting fake news. Yeah, that organization, I found out, is funded in large part by the city of Denver and the city of Aurora. Yes, the same city, the same government officials that have been trying to cover up this story and trying to downplay their migrant crisis. I found out that the organization yesterday that wrote out all of those signs in English for the migrants and told them, hey, if you don't want to get evicted, you have to talk about not Trendera Agua being in the area, but instead the slum lords. Let's talk about that instead. That organization is funded by the city. Very interesting. Now, I'm also on the ground with Frontline's reporter Jonathan Cho. He went last night and he spoke to a different migrant who lives in this apartment complex that wasn't a part of that protest yesterday. And this man was so frantic trying to pack because he shares that migrants have been getting extorted, that he specifically has been getting extorted, and that, quote, Mexicans have been going door to door and asking people for money on top of the rent they're already paying. So right, Jonathan Cho is going to be coming out with that.
So apart from the absolute exploitation of these people, the forced labor of children, the absolute humanitarian crisis that is going on, where we are being told in the media that this is somehow, you know, this is for humanitarian efforts, that we're letting all of these violent savages into the country. Apart from all of that, you also have the city allegedly involved in staging protests to pretend to cover up this crime of these violent people taking over the locals there.
You know, that's a great point. And as let's just put this on top of the hotel in El Paso, which was just reported today, actually tweeted out also by Elon today. And so El Paso has a situation with a hotel, specific one. The last 2 years, it's received 700 calls for law enforcement. And the city of El Paso is not coming down on the TDA. They're coming down on the owners of the hotel, right? So it's the same technique. It's go after them. Now, they're not calling them slumlords, but they're basically saying, hey, these are, you know, squatters. They're coming in. There's nothing we can do. El Paso is a very, they call it a progressive city. It was also called by Kamala Harris, the only city that she went to when she was border czar, the only one was El Paso, when there was no problem in El Paso. And she went down there with Nancy Pelosi, and they used the terms, this will be the next Ellis Island of the border. This will be the Ellis Island of the border island. And so El Paso is now, we're seeing overflowing with the illegal trafficking there as well. So we can't get inside there. I can't do anything inside of El Paso with our guys. I mean, we're in a non-permissive environment with regard to working with law enforcement or anybody for that matter that will be to listen to us. The rest of the counties that we deal with, completely, very much open to the information that we give them and any kind of advice. I speak to emergency operation centers and those things and do classes and teach and prepare them for what is to come. We don't know what's to come, but I have to still look at everything from a most likely course of action to most dangerous course of action spectrum. And we want to be prepared for the most dangerous and pray for the most likely.
Absolutely. Team, if you can bring up the injunction, the Gateway Hotel injunction. So for a little bit of background of what Lieutenant Colonel Chambers was just discussing, Gateway Hotel is facing legal action over the alleged Trendera Agua activity with violations. So what's happened is that there's been an injunction issued on the hotel. And right. This is, of course, because for the last 2 years, as you said, there have been close to 700 calls made for police to investigate the hotel. This is actually the one that I was talking about, where you've got people wielding, you know, machetes or whatnot, hatchets, mm-hmm. Partying on the third floor, some with guns drawn, so on and so forth. Well, yes, men holding knives, hatchets, assaulting people with hatchets. You can see some of that footage from the hotel. This is just daily life. And instead of the also suspected prostitution, I should add, but instead of the government doing what they're supposed to, which is taking control of this situation, although I don't know, maybe you can let me know whether this is beyond control now, you know, rather than that, they're taking action against against the hotel itself. And so this is a serious problem. And when you mentioned before that you provided 230 or was it 280 pages?
It was 230 pages. Yes, ma'am.
230. Okay. Pages of documents. What is in there and how does this help, you know, all the various officials at all levels, and what should have been done by now?
What is in there is the names, the locations at the time, last knowns would be their ID numbers. It has biometrics, things that would be required in order to find somebody. This is a network. This is basically a network that has been created over time, and we were able to come into possession of it. And it was, like I said, pretty accurate as of December. And then when we handed it over to them in February, we added a few more documents that came in. We're still receiving information from people. This is open source reporting, as much like a journalist or a correspondent would do, just relationships on the ground, people telling us things and then giving us things. Now, this is the Army North document that you're looking at now, and it talks about some of the things that we would look at with regard to the I'm going to just say the thugs on the ground. But the ones that come in suits, you're not going to be able to identify them at all. They're smooth talkers. They're the ones that are leadership. Those are the ones in those documents that we've got. And so we're able to identify them. So there are law enforcement agents that are working on these things, officials that are working on these things. But sometimes when you hand it to them and they just kind of look at you like, oh, yeah, we'll get to this whenever. Those of us that know what war looks like and know what infiltration looks like, we're trying to tell them, look, this is coming. This is coming. You need to start listening to us. And perhaps they will. But many of them don't. Because it's just too easy just to respond to things. And they might get a little rest here and there, but that's not going to stop this type of activity because they are emboldened. While we are watching these armed illegal alien gangs posing threats to critical energy infrastructure, which is what I'm talking about, that's a larger target set. The nation is sleepwalking in a disaster, as far as I'm concerned. They're sleepwalking right into it.
So one of the potential uses of these people, because we've just witnessed from Savannah Hernandez evidence that there is potentially, you know, support from the city for these gangs, for these groups. And so, you know, we're witnessing I can't find the word that I'm looking for, the enabling mm-hmm. of these groups to continue, which means that perhaps there are people in power, and I dare say there would be, that are actually preparing on utilizing these people for some of the things that you're talking about. Alex, just in I can't remember whether it was the last hour or the hour before, was talking about, you know, MAGA Republicans are going to attack critical infrastructure. Okay, well, we know that we have these guys, TDA, going in and actually doing something with critical infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be MAGA Republicans, but the fact that the media is setting that up means they may know something's coming. So where could this lead, Lieutenant Colonel Chambers?
Right. So you just got that document you just showed just now. It corroborates the 17 August 24 0200 hours individuals firing rounds. These are probing yes. attacks that I was talking about. And so where does this lead? This leads to a false flag. This is a potential for a false flag. It would be something that has been done over and over and over again, is to commit the crime and then blame the crime on somebody else. But those individuals in their positions of authority have an oath of office, and there is a constitution. We have declared an emergency at the border, the governor did, and into the constitution of both the state and federal constitution. You're in violation of that. And if you took an oath for that, that's now called treason, which if it's done intentionally, could be argued in court and it would be punishable by death in a time of war. So these are very serious allegations, but these are very serious times. And so we need to make sure that that those people understand that they are aiding and abetting an enemy force. And this is an enemy force. They may not be armed like we think, you know, the typical uniform coming into the country with a flag on your shoulder. But this is unconventional warfare 101. There's no doubt. No doubt.
I want to be clear as well, and maybe you can elaborate on this, that it's not just TDA that we have to be concerned about here.
No.
This is just one that's particularly come to light recently because they're now taking over people's residential buildings. Right. So talk to us about some of the other gangs. I understand these guys are very dangerous, but right. some of the other gangs and what their focus has been.
Well, you know, some of the other gangs have kind of corroborated together in this whole scheme for, you know, the fentanyl thing. Definitely, they make a lot of money, but the human trafficking is where they can sell someone over and over and over again. So this whole market that's come across the border, these rat lines, as we call them, these infiltration routes are now being taken over by the human trafficking people. And also in the chaos, this is chaos, when you see the border, you know, if you came on the border one night with me and watched 1,000 people cross at one point at night, and then you knew that a mile or up or down the river, they were coming across with guns, or they were coming across with humans that were going to be trafficked in a different sort of way, you would see that this is a game of cat and mouse, right? And that was really on the small scale when we were down there. But now, in this time, it's out of control. The numbers make it impossible. Looking for a needle in a stack of needles. So then I can bring in those bad actors. I can also come up the waterways. That's something else that hasn't been looked at. Nobody looks at barges and what comes in those connexes in those barges. Very few of those are investigated or looked at. The Mississippi River that comes in and feeds into the Tennessee River and some of these other rivers, the Illinois and all these other rivers that come up the center part of the country, those barges carry huge, huge platforms of connexes, which can carry weapons. We've got to start looking at that stuff, because if I then arm these people that are in the country, and when you ask which gangs, which organizations, we're looking at everything from the Yemeni types, you know, the jihadist types down in the Middle East that have come in. 150 countries that have come across this border are being documented. Then you see the MS-13. They've been in this country for a long time. You see the CDN and CNJG, the new generation and the Nuevo generation. Those are right there on the border, but they're well ensconced way up on the egress and ingress highways. So it'd be Highway 35 coming up the center of the country, Highway 40 going east and west. All along the way there, they have depots. They have places where they are strongly entrenched into the cities, to be like places like Oklahoma City or in Arkansas is completely on Highway 40, completely owned by those different gangs. But they've been here for a while, so they're not really looking at them anymore. Those guys have their systems and they've been running it. The ones that I worry about for me are the CCP actors, because those guys are in it for the long game, and they're going to stay undercover for a long time until these probing attacks by these thugs are done, and they're going to watch and they're going to see and they're going to measure 3-4 times before they launch any sort of build up into then a phase 7 attack. And that's just the way that's done, because they have to ensure that they have the follow on attacks to come. So this would look like, let's say, for example, hitting a critical infrastructure, knocking out a power grid, and then in the chaos, then allowing something like that to come across either the border or from the northern border as well, which few people don't realize. The Chinese national, the CCP trains in Canada. They train up there. So you have trucks on the ground that are already, you know, I don't know how many, I don't have the intelligence on that, but I know that they're training up there. They have operations they do together with the Canadian Army. So that being said, I would be looking for that as well. And that is something we do pay attention to.
It is absolutely clear that there is an all-out assault on the United States that should be clear to everyone everywhere in the world, and even more so the people of this world, of this nation. Right. Now is such a critical time for the U.S., and I don't think that people can wait until it hits their towns. And I know that you certainly didn't wait until it hit people's towns. You've given this to officials in February. Mm-hmm. So I want to know what are we hoping to achieve here? Because I suppose we have a lot of information that could be made public if there is inaction. Am I right in my assumption?
Absolutely. Maria, you're absolutely right. This will be made public, because what I do is what we do, and it's not just us, not just our team, this alliance of teams across the nation, is we kind of have to sometimes force the hand a little bit of the ones that might be sitting on it, because if they don't do something, it's kind of like lead, follower, get out of the way. If you're not going to do it, then we find somebody that will do it. All right. We can't take it to the Department of Justice. What are they going to do? What have they proven to us? Nothing in this regard. This is what they should be doing. It's coming across international lines. They've not touched any of this. When I deal with FBI people, when I was in uniform, their addition to things was very minimal. They were worried about white extremism or the people providing
or someone's
us sandwiches
Facebook
on the border.
Post being offensive. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. It was never a help. So for us, it's making sure that we get the information to the right ones. It will come very quickly now that this information will come out, and that way every person can be out there on alert and see these individuals. Hey, why not? You know, go after the guy that's got the $5 million reward on his head and roll him up. If you're a law enforcement agency, you could use the money. We need your help. That's what we're trying to say here. We tried the normal channels. It didn't go fast enough. We're watching their increase, right? It's exponential, just TDA alone. But the other stuff that's in the shadows is what really concerns me, because that stuff is loud and it's in your face and it's in the media. But I never fall for that trick. I never have. The one time I did in 2004, my truck was blown up by an ID. I've learned since then to pay attention to the periphery and not get suckered into something that will blow you up.
That's such a good point. We're almost out of time today, but team, if you can bring up the remnantministrytx.org up on screen, scroll down a little bit. Doc, if you can just spend the next minute or so talking about your
sure.
missions further on down the page, the border operations, the Operation Millstone.
So these things grew out of just, a bunch of guys going to the border. It was just me and that dog right there and my horse originally. And then we found this think tank, which is Colonel Phil Waldron is kind of this is his place. He's been out there a lot working on a lot of the election integrity stuff, but he's given us a home to operate out of. And what we do is border operations is mostly humanitarian, but it's also teaching ranchers how to protect themselves, not to get in a gunfight, how to avoid to create denied territory. Operation Millstone, this is our find and fix portion where we assist those that are actually at the tip of the spear, grabbing these children and bringing them out. And then the ministry, look, we are a ministry. We're advancing the kingdom of God. We are doing community service, and the ministry equals service. And that's what that word means. So we are servants in the service of Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we believe that. And we pray that we don't have to put on our body armor and weapons again, but should it be required, Operation Nehemiah, we also have that one going on. That's where Nehemiah built a wall with a shovel in one hand and a sword in the other.
Well, I just want to encourage anyone who can support. Again, that website is the remnantministrytx.org. You can also follow Lieutenant Colonel Chambers on X, Doc Pete Chambers at Doc Pete Chambers. Really appreciate your time today. For the people that aren't able to get out there physically, please support the people who can, because what this entire discussion has been is the pressure that needs to be applied to these officials that have the information that's been gathered by units like DOCS, and we can absolutely not reach the catastrophic stage 7, but stop it dead in its tracks. I want to encourage everyone to continue supporting InfoWars and tune in tonight for live coverage of the debate. There's just so much that's important going on, but we're really, really grateful for you, Lieutenant Colonel Chambers. God bless you.
Thank you for what you're doing, Maria, as well. God bless you.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.